Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Both teams potentially chasing similar players yet again. It's becoming a theme over recent years because now the Mets are in the big boy end of the pool. They're in the deep end of the pool where the Yankees are always swimming, and the Yankees have good players that are hitting free agency. The Mets are involved. The Mets have good players that are hitting free agency. Potentially the Yankees are involved. And I think both these teams need some significant upgrades here, and both are going to be in the market for similar players. Most recently, we know Soto last year. We've heard about Devin Williams. Mets have interest in Devin Williams, another former Yankee. Yankees maybe have interest in reuniting with Williams. And, of course, Cody Bellinger, who would be a perfect fit for the Mets, but also a perfect fit to come back to the Yankees.
You know, I'd like to say that I like this new trend of the Yankees and the Mets chasing and hunting down the same players, but round one went to the Mets, so I'm not exactly enthralled with that. But the point being, yeah, it's interesting. Now that the Mets are in the deep end of the pool and the Yankees always reside there, maybe not as deep as they used to be, but it's still in the deep end, the big boy pool, you know, you're going to go after the same players. And there's some redundancy, but there's also some really, really interesting situations. Like, you know, you look at Bellinger, you mentioned him, you look at Alonso, we talked about Diaz, we talked about Devin Williams to a lesser extent, some loose reports, Yankees might be interested, Mets might be connected. It's going to be interesting where, unless you think that the Mets get a Kyle Tucker, and I think that they're more inclined to get him than the Yankees, though I don't think either team gets him, it very well might come down to, as we grade the Yanks and the Mets offseason, who takes who from the other?
Yeah, and I
or
do.
Whom?
I
who
do,
takes whom? Yeah, who takes whom?
Who takes?
I'm going to go with who takes whom.
Why can't it be who takes who from the other?
I don't think that that's proper. But then again, Who Made Who is an AC/DC song. Though, is it would it
don't
be
we have
Who
a,
Made Whom?
Don't we have AC/DC tickets to give away?
Yeah, a little later. Look at you.
Motley Crue.
That's
sorry.
Right. I got it wrapped up in it as well.
Motley Crue tickets
to
give away.
I'm an idiot.
AC/DC, Motley Crue. Anyway, I think the Mets need to have a... I think really both teams need to have a restructuring of their lineups here. And with the Mets, for me, you know, the idea that they'd be open for business on Nimmo and all these other guys, it shows that at least they're willing to change it up. Whereas with the Yankees, we haven't seen that just yet. Yankees bring back Grisham. There's a thought, large thought, that they're going to bring back Bellinger. I mean, if they ever lose him, who knows what's going to happen. I'm not sold that the Yankees are really going to reconfigure it to the extent that it need to be, where I do believe that the Mets are going to do it. Now, is it going to be all the right moves? Who the hell knows? Who's it going to be? Who the hell knows? But I do think that the Mets are at least on the right trajectory, identifying that they need to really change up the look of their ball club.
I do agree with that. I think the Mets have the right mindset. I don't think they had the right mindset last year. But then again, I can't really fault them for that. Now, I'm not talking about Soto. That was the right mindset. They were also, to be fair to the Mets, I mean, the way Vientos swung the bat in the playoffs, why wouldn't you think that Vientos would take that natural next step? So you didn't have to quite... investigate replacements there. And, you know, Nimmo was a year younger and, you know, not hurt again. And, you know, what? And center field, you didn't really know. You had signed Siri. You thought he might give you a little bit of pop. You, kind of went on the bargain rack there. But he got hurt right away. And the Mets, you know, really never pivoted. And well, they did. Mullins just was a complete disaster. So, listen, I gave Sal a proposal that I think would equate to not only a Mets grand slam of an offseason, I think the Mets would get to and would win the World Series if they were able to pull this off. One would be trading for Skubal. You can't control that. You can only control what you give up. Not you can't force the Tigers to do it. So there's a little asterisk there. You sign Suarez or you sign Cease. You re-sign Pete. And then you get one of the following, Bellinger, Tucker, and Bregman. Now, before you push back, or not you, but anybody back, which you certainly can, at 888-808-1019, because there's a lot of variable. You got Skubal, you got Suarez, you got Cease, you got Bellinger, you got Tucker, you got all these names. Ask yourself this question. How far do the Mets have to go to where you want them to go? That, to me, is about as far as they need to go. They're not a player away. They're not a tweak away. They're not a slight modification away. I believe the Mets are an all-in, basically overhaul kind of an offseason to get to a championship level, and that's what I present to them.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We also talked some NBA and just the state of the current game. Not as much about the Knicks last night. It's just more like, okay, regular season games don't mean as much. Knicks didn't play great last night, still found a way to win. But overall, just the condition of the NBA's regular season. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Ronnie is in Manhattan. What's up, Ronnie?
Oh man, hope you're well. I love the baseball talk. I gotta say, I was always curious about what your favorite sport to talk about was. Is baseball? I love to hear that. I am not much of a football guy. In fact, I've been to one NFL game in my life, and it was when the Giants beat the Eagles this year. So maybe I should go more often.
Nice.
Yeah, I know. Talk about luck. My question is, and I really think I'm a Mets fan. I think Bellinger is the name that has to become a Met this year in order for the Mets to sort of really make a difference in the offseason coming out of last year and sort of, I don't know if bringing in Belly would shake up the core, but it would really kind of make things appear different. And my question is, from a mental standpoint, do you think that he saw what Soto went through, you know, going from the Yankees to the Mets, and now, you know, Soto basically needs a police escort to go to the Bronx. Do you think Bellinger sees that and kind of says, I don't know if I want to be hated so much by a fan base? And do you think that's going to kind of impact his decision to maybe go over to the Mets?
It's a good question. And Roddy, thanks for the call. I never looked at it that way with Bellinger, probably because his dad's, you know, was here. Not that he was some great Yankee, but he won two championships and he was on some great teams. So I think there's a built-in affinity for the Yankees and their legacy. And I believe that he's predisposed to want to stay here, whereas with Juan, it was like, all right, who's opening up the vault and who's doing the most for me, that, and that's where I'm going.
Yeah, I don't think he would be as hated, although if the results were, hey, the Yankees offered 6 years for 160, I don't know, just pay whatever, and the Mets offered an additional year, 7 years for 180, and he took the Mets offer, maybe he would be. He's not going to be hated to the level of Soto. He's just not.
Unless he took less to go to the Mets, is what you're saying. Because no, then there'd be some vitriol. If he takes less to go to the Mets.
I don't know. I mean,
I'd be bothered by that. What?
Bellinger is not the needle mover that Juan Soto is. That's why I don't think that there's that level of hate. Juan Soto came here and everybody loved him because he was a beast. Got the Yankees to their first World Series since 2009. Did it in incredible fashion night after night. Him and Judge. Bellinger was very good. He wasn't that level of connection with the fan base.
I agree. And listen, it's almost like, you know, do you want to love deeply and risk getting crushed, or, you know, kind of love on the surface, never really feel that depth of love, but also never get crushed? We fell in love with Soto, and it was a deep connection, and then when he left, it really hurt for a minute, and then, you know, we responded how we did in different responses for different people, whereas with Bellinger, it wasn't quite as passionate. Right. It was more, man, this guy's a baseball player. We respect him. And I think there's also an assumption, unlike Soto at this time last year, I think we're all sitting here saying, yeah, Bellinger's going to be back. Agreed. Whereas with Soto, we weren't sure at this point.
I think most people thought Soto loved the Yankees and the pinstripes. I actually think Bellinger does love the Yankees and the pinstripes. But one other thing that I thought about listening to our last caller speak was the Mets are in this habit here of, and I'm not saying it's good or bad, but I'm just thinking it through, taking from the Yankees. It's not on purpose to knock the Yankees, but the Yankees have a good player. That player becomes available, and the Mets are going to inquire about that player. Soto, Clay Holmes, whatever. It's happened with others. Now they're inquiring about Devin Williams. And the idea of Bellinger is another one. Do you think that there's any thought that the Mets are using the Yankees to maybe get, or at least knowing that they have more info, saying these players have already performed in New York,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to taking a player from, say, St. Louis or Pittsburgh, whatever, and you don't know when you're coming to New York, there's an unknown. I think the players are more appealing, not just because they're Yankees, that doesn't mean anything, but because they succeed or have performed at a high level under the scrutiny of being a New York Yankee in this city, to where the Mets can say, well, we can eliminate that from the equation because we know that mm-hmm. this guy can do it here.
That's interesting. Listen, there's a lot of variables. I mean, the stats are the stats for all these players. And now, you know, listen, a lot of this is subjective in terms of how players would age and or will age, and each team kind of evaluates that differently. But the one thing, if you could check the box of, nah, this guy can handle New York, we've already seen it, I could see why that would be an appealing thing. You know, the thing about Bellinger, I think it's different with him because he's already done it. He did it in L.A. He did it in Chicago. He did it in the Bronx. He can play any. He can go to Moon and he's going to be a very good baseball player. Yeah, no, I know. But he, think about what he did with the Dodgers, and maybe they weren't quite what they are now with the Japanese influence mm-hmm. and the star. I mean, well, the Dodgers have always been the Dodgers. But the point being, I think, I don't know that the Mets needed to glean that info from Bellinger, but maybe in the case of somebody like Devin Williams, if that's the case, I think it could dissuade them from going after him unless they like the fact that he failed and bounced back.
What about Soto? I mean, that was another one. Like, you didn't have to worry about Soto when you... Yeah, I'm just saying, it's at least a good... You, at some point, you know, the Mets are going to sign players that aren't from the Yankees, and you take a chance on, well, we don't know. We're going to roll the dice and see if he could succeed in New York. I mean, they traded for Helsley. Turned out to be an absolute disaster.
Yeah.
So it's not like they do it every time, but at least you have more of a... And by the way, it could work the same thing for the Yankees. They see a player have success with the Mets and could say, well, we know he works in New York, so there's no issue there. Let's go get Diaz or let's go get Alonso. I'm just saying that I think it gives you more information where each team can use each other to say, well, they performed across town. Why wouldn't they be able to perform here?
I'm a fan of information. Yeah. I mean, I really am. I think about the we're getting to the Jets and what quarterback they might take. If they take one in 2020, they could take one in 2027, as we know. But, like, you just try to check as many boxes and eliminate as much guesswork as possible. Some are massively big things. Some are smaller things. But I don't think it's a small thing showing you can function and then eventually flourish in New York. It's hard.
One issue for me, and you wanted Bellinger more than I did. I thought the Yankees were fine signing him last year, but I didn't want the Mets to get him the year before that. I just wonder about why was he so inconsistent? How do you go from putting up the monster numbers that he did when he first came into the league with the Dodgers to then not put, I mean, he had some bounce back season, sure, but it just was so inconsistent. You go from 39, 25, 47.
Let me pull this up here. Go ahead.
To then, forget the pandemic year. I'll go past that. Then you go 10, 19. All right, then back up again, 26 with the Cubs. I'm talking about home runs here.
Yep.
But then back down, 18 with the Cubs. And then he's also played 130 games the last couple of years. And then last year, back up again with the Yankees. So do you believe that it's more what it was last year? Or that there's going to be inconsistency. So from a Mets perspective, I would not be signing him for a reliable bat. I would be signing him for his versatility and hope that the bat is there. Whereas the Yankees, I just think he's a better fit there because he's not needed to be some prolific bat. You could live with him being just a solid bat.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's a tough gauge here. I mean, the 6 years that he's going to probably get, I mean, if he gets seven, that's I'm not loving that. You do it because the Yankees print money, so do the Mets. But, I mean, I think seven's a little nuts, but we'll just say with six, right? I think what's happened with Bellinger, to answer you directly, number one, I think definitely part of his change is absolutely attributable to that bad shoulder injury. Now, do you have his stats up?
Yeah.
Okay. Look at the strikeouts. So even with the big numbers, his first year, 146, 151, 108, and then even in 2022 when he was a mess, struck out 150 times. The last 3 years, 87, 89, 90.
So significantly better.
That's a massive drop. So one of the stats that I remember referencing last year before the Yankees even got him, he had the highest two-strike batting average in baseball. Now, but he also had one of the weaker exit velocities, and that was, you know, among some of the nerds, like, wow, you're going to really pay this guy a lot of money. His exit velo is kind of league average, slightly above. What are you really getting? Well, I was okay with it because if you swing, if you try to avoid strikeouts, which to me is winning baseball,
I'd rather do that.
Me too. Well, think about it. If you're trying to flick the ball the other way with two strikes, your exit velo is going to go down because, yeah, you might hit a little looping base hit. That's 79 miles per hour off the bat versus striking out, but then connecting on more that are 112 off the bat. So your velo will be higher, but your strikeouts will be higher. I think there's baseball reasons. I think he's changed his approach, and I think a lot of it was because of the shoulder.
Yeah, I wonder how much he's going to get. He is fascinating because even if you think about it, he's probably going to give you 25 homers. Is that safe to say? 20?
Sure, all right, absolutely.
How about between, even if you want to lower, between 20 and 25 homers?
Yep, 15 to 20 steals.
Yeah, all right. I mean, he had 13 last year, 9 the year before. I don't know, whatever.
Well, if they had the old Mets first base coach, he might steal 40.
Yeah, right, who knows?
gonna miss him.
He's going to strike out around 90 times, fine, under 100. Uh-huh. He'll hit between 260 and 270, you'd think.
Yeah.
He'll get on base, you know, 330 clip. I think that those are pretty fair numbers to have a benchmark. He's never going to be what he once was.
No, those days are over. He's a different player.
I think if you go to the Mets, you shave some off. I don't think he's going to have the power that he did with the Yanks last year.
Different dimensions, I'm with you.
But I still think that that's a valuable player who could hit 260 even, 20-plus home runs, and play excellent defense in multiple positions.
Yeah.
I wonder what the market's going to be. I really do think both teams need... The Mets definitely should be going after Cody Bellinger, and the Yankees would be hard-pressed to lose him.
Bellinger signs with the Yankees. Their offseason stabilized. Defensive versatility, blah, blah, blah. Mets sign him. Now it's a totally different approach. If they lost Pete, I know it would hurt many of you, but if you lose Pete, put him at first. If Pete comes back, he's your center fielder, which has been a black hole for a while. Yeah, he is. He's the kind of player. And then you look at this, too. You talk about his deficiencies and who he is. Well, you know, Bregman doesn't really hammer the ball out of the yard. We know that. He's a great defender. But, you know, he's clutch. You know, he's a gamer. But there's questions with him. Tucker, we don't know if he can handle New York. Mm. You know, so I think there's really, outside of Juan Soto, I mean, last year, not many players have no questions.
Phil is calling from Dublin, PA. What's up, Phil?
Hey, I just wanted to make a case for Ryan McMahon. Keep him at third base. Bregman's going to be 32 years old next spring. And if you look at his numbers, and Fenway Park, 61 RBIs, I'm not impressed. And I think there's already a lesson here with DJ LeMahieu, who the Yankees got, you know, a couple good years out of him, but then he was on the decline. Bregman is on the decline. I would not make a case for Alex Bregman. I would keep McMahon.
I don't think they will. Phil, I think there's more of a probability that Bregman's on the Mets. I don't think there's much of a chance at all.
Phil, but let me ask you this. Who do you think is better, Bregman or McMahon?
McMahon is a great fielder.
No, I didn't ask you that. I said, first of all, Bregman's a great fielder as well.
Bregman's better.
It's not even close. It's not even close. So you're saying...
So what? What are you going to get, a year out of Bregman?
No. I'm asking you, who's the better player? And if we could get to the point where we all know, so I just want to hear you say it, who's the better player, McMahon or Bregman?
Bregman's better.
Okay, so why don't you want
Bregman's
the better?
Well,
okay, agreed. So then why don't you want the better player is what I'm asking.
Because he's going to be 32 years old.
So what? Okay?
And
so
I already learned from DJ LeMahieu, there's already a model of buying a player who's on the decline.
Yeah.
We got one or two good years out of him, and then he fell apart.
Phil, hold on. I got to insert.
Bregman's on his way down.
Gotcha.
He's on his way down.
I don't really disagree with that. I've got to insert one thing, though, here. You make it seem like Ryan McMahon's 24. In a month, Ryan McMahon literally turns 31 in December.
I know, but his skill set as a fielder, he's not going to lose that.
Bregman's still a great fielder.
You're paying, what is it, 16?
16 mil.
16 mil a year for a guy who's got no stick. He's got no stick.
He is a great third baseman.
He is a great third baseman.
Sam, thank you for the call, Phil.
I think McMahon's a better defensive third baseman myself than Bregman, but the whole package, I mean, Bregman's the better player. McMahon is a stud fielder, though. He's sick.
Now I know how I sound when I say that Pete Alonso's a great scooper.
You know what I mean? Hey, good. You finally... Self-awareness is a good thing, Pete.
Does McMahon not have a gold glove, or am I just not seeing it?
I don't know if he does. I go to my trusty
fielder.
Savant. He's phenomenal.
I mean, Bregman's...
Fielding?
Bregman's a gold glover. I mean, come on.
But
he's a clutch... Man, the only argument is dollars. And even that, I want the best player. I'm not worried about year five. I'm trying to win a World Series now. Now. It's been too long. Yankees haven't won a World Series since 2009. Do I have to remind you that? Why are you worried about the finances? Oh, I saw what LeMayu at his peak almost got the Yankees over the hump.
What a batting title. Didn't he win two? I know he hit at least one.
He was tremendous. He was a difference maker for the Yankees.
Yep.
He was the exact guy that they needed, a high average guy. Put the bat on the ball, clutch. Obviously, he fell off the cliff. I mean, it happens. All right, so you're anticipating that with Bregman. You don't know what the total cost is going to be for Bregman here, and he's just a better ball player.
But I think it's going to be five. Remember, I gave you the five or six models, like, you know, The Athletic had one, Newsweek. I gave you that yesterday. The model for Bregman was consistently, you know, 5-6 years. Like, nothing was below five.
All right, so do the math. So you got 2 years left on McMahon.
$32 million total for McMahon.
Okay,
yep.
And what do you think Bregman gets?
I think the average, there, I have it in these notes.
Hold on. Are we the Mariners here? Or is this the Yankees?
Well, the Mariners just gave him the other a few bucks, right?
Yeah, but even like $32 million for McMahon, that cut him and move on, or trade him and move on. McMahon, I'm sorry, he's not any good. He's a good defensive player, and it's like, wow, at least he can catch the ball.
He's a great fielder.
Here's the thing.
He's phenomenal at third base.
That's a good start for like a lower-level team. Well, we got somebody that can catch it. Now the idea would be to get somebody who can catch it and hit it. That's what we want. Somebody who can catch and hit. This is the New York Yankees, and you're settling for a guy. And I'm not trying to disparage McMahon. We know what he was as a player. He had no stick. None. And you tell me you'd rather have that than Bregman? Because Bregman's 32 years old and is going to cost you a little bit more? It's the Yankees. What's the difference? $100 million? All right. Come on, Hal. Cut the check.
I mean, listen, cut it. He won't. Not to that extent. I don't think there's much of a chance at all Bregman's coming here. I know he's better than McMahon. I think McMahon's defense is it's not good. And I'm not a prisoner of the moment here. You know I watch every Yankee game. Ryan McMahon's defense at third base is as good a defense as I've ever seen from any Yankee third baseman in my life.
All right, but Bregman is a gold glover, so your floor is the same.
Yeah, but when did he win him, though?
Well, what's the difference?
Well, if he won him 3 years ago, he's not the same defender.
When did McMahon win him?
I don't know.
Never. The answer is never. you would think the guys get the way we talk about him here. It's like he must have
fielder,
what four or five gold gloves.
Yeah, but
maybe he got robbed by Arenado.
Well,
I'm sure that's
Arenado. That's a real. Arenado's one of the best third basemen ever defensively.
Okay.
Listen, I do. If McMahon didn't hit 208, I like him a lot more. Can he hit 20 with a little more?
He's a strikeout machine.
I know, dude. He's an eight hitter. I'm not saying he's going to be better now, but can he hit you 230? Which, by the way, I mean, it's also Colorado, but he's done that before in Colorado. 208 last year represented his worst offensive season ever. So is that who he is now, or is that just a bad year with nothing around him? I don't know. I don't pretend to know. Can he hit 230 to 240, 240 might be ambitious, with 20 to 23 home runs and be Greg Nettles at third base? If he could for $16 million, I'll take it.
Bregman has only won one gold glove, 2024.
You want it. You just want it. Oh, man. Oh, you know what I meant to ask you before we go on? We don't have time, but we talked about Bellinger. This started Bellinger to the Mets. If the Mets got Bellinger, I want to know where you think that he'd actually hit in the order.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It was, I got to pull it up. Now, I saw a proposal from your boy, Duquette, from SNY.
Jim Duquette?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What do you have? Was this on Hot Stove last night?
No, I saw something on social media. Now I got to find it. It was a proposal. Here it is.
Well, I don't think it was on Hot Stove last night.
I'm sorry. It was Bowden, not Duquette. It was Bowden.
Big difference. Okay. Oh, Bowden.
Big difference. True. Mm. I like Duquette. He's a good dude.
Well, Duke's legit. Bowden. Mm-hmm. All right, but what did he say? Not so sure.
Be a network boy. I love it.
Wow.
I got you. No, I remember Duquette. I used to talk to him back in the day. Big fan.
Bowden takes some big swings and misses with these things. That's what I'm saying.
Now, who doesn't? I mean, yeah, Heyman the other day telling us that, who is right, Amos? Yeah. All right, so the Mets receive Scooble. Now, Hoff actually said, no, I don't think I would do this.
So
what
this
would
is
you
just
do?
This is just a proposal.
Wait. Before you put all the... Yeah. Don't do that.
Did I mischaracterize?
Yes, you did.
The conversation?
I didn't say no. I said I'd almost trade anything for Scooble, but you got to lock him up.
Okay, that's true. So this is
just Bowden's proposed trade.
Yes.
Scooble to the
hypothetical
Mets.
trade to get Scooble. Mets get Scooble. That's it. Yeah. Tigers get... Tong, mm-hmm. number 4 prospect.
Yeah.
Sproat,
yeah.
number 5. Jet Williams, number 3. Mm-hmm. And Mauricio. Would you make the trade?
Oh, my God.
In a heartbeat, you make the trade.
Yes.
And Hoff's telling me, well, only if he would sign.
Yeah.
He's Boris.
To make sure you make sure that you sign him.
He's
you lock
not
him
doing
up. You
that,
give him the $500 million. Why? No.
Who's not doing it?
Who's not doing it? Are the Mets not offering him a crazy-ass contract?
Boris.
And Scooble won't accept it.
Again,
what's
here's
the difference?
Thing.
You wouldn't do for, let's say Scooble says, yeah, you know what? I don't like New York.
You're being irresponsible.
No, I'm saying let's say that Scooble comes out and says, I don't want to be in New York with the Mets after the 1 year. I want to move on. So what? I'd still do that trade.
No, you can't be irresponsible. You have to be smart about this. I have no problem giving up anybody for Tarik Scooble. I don't care who it is.
What about McClain?
Yeah, go for it.
Well, that's irresponsible.
But here's it is. It's not irresponsible. If you know you're going to sign the guy, I have no problem doing it. I don't
care. You're never going to know that, Huff.
Listen, trust me. We understand that people talk behind the scenes, whatever it is. You're telling me right now we can't be like, hey, listen, we're going to trade for you
and we are going to give you so much money that you don't need to go to free
agency. Like 400 milli?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I'm fine with that. I obviously that would be the case, but
yeah.
So my thing is, let's say that trade offer stands, but Scooble and his agent tell you, the Mets, we're not, well, you could go to them and say, we're going to give you 400 million. They say, look, we don't care if it's whatever money, we're not signing it. Do you then not make that trade?
I can't do it.
See, that's when we have that.
I'm with you. You have to do it.
No, you don't. You don't have to do it because
well, then
you can trade
to win. Who's your race next year?
Oh, but hold on. Look, first of all, Tariq Skubal is not the only pitcher in baseball.
He's the best pitcher in baseball.
Yes, I know. I know he's a Cy Young Award winner. He won last year. I would love to get him. But if you give me those five players, how about try Paul Skenes? How about you try, I don't know, people aren't going to go for Alcantara. Okay, fine. But how about Joe Ryan? How about other great aces?
But they're not Skubal.
Okay, because there's only one Skubal. He can
right.
Listen,
which is why you do something that's unconventional without a contract.
I get it. No, you don't.
All right, so you
that's just
do
irresponsible. How about this?
Here's the risk that you run. So I get it. You don't want to do it.
I told you we're fighting about it, you and Aaron.
I think it's nuts, right?
Yes, we are fighting about it.
He won't do it. So the Yankees will do it. The Dodgers will do it.
No, the Yankees
won't
do it.
And those teams, and the Mets won't get them, and those teams will win, and the Mets won't.
Let me put this in. Compare what you gave up for Juan Soto. What did the Yankees give up for Juan Soto?
They gave up a backup catcher.
Okay.
They gave up Michael King.
A backup catcher? We're talking about five top prospects. And I don't care about the prospects.
Yeah.
But you're talking about five top prospects, and you're saying, hey, we gave up a backup catcher and continue.
Like, I'm just got to start somewhere. They gave up Hashiyoka. Right. Michael King. Okay, they're
fine.
Yeah, I got a frame of mind. Then they gave up Michael King and, you know, whatever. I forgot what else they gave up.
Michael King, right, who's already a free agent. Like, let's be serious here. You're not talking apples to apples at all. Juan Soto's the best free agent available. Got it. He's going to free agency. You gave up a bunch of nothing to get Juan Soto. You stole him. If you told me that, I'll give up a bunch of nothing for Tariq Skubal all day long. That's fine. Top five prospects, you got to lock him up. Otherwise, you're just being stupid.
I think that's a fair thought. I disagree with it. You may disagree with it as well, but I think that that's a fair, practical thought.
It is, but it's not realistic for me. But what he's saying, I get it. The Mets should try to do that.
Right.
They will be rebuffed, and then they will have to make a determination. All right, do we do it anyway? Or, nope, we're going to hold our line. I hear you. It's just not going to happen. I have no problem trying to do it.
You're saying they can't get them.
They're not going to. Boris is not going to say, I'm signing for $400 million before he hits free agency.
All right, forget that. Then what about the lesser prospects going there?
There's no way the Tigers are going to do that.
Well, why not? Are they going to get a better
offer
than that?
Because somebody else will. Yes!
We don't know. We'll see.
You're telling me nobody in baseball is going to trade for Skubal without a 9-year extension?
Hold on. I've looked at some people and
no bench in there, Hoff, though.
No, it doesn't make a difference. Give him. Throw him in there, too. I don't care. But he's got to lock him up. The Mets have a loaded farm system as far as prospects go.
Yeah.
Top 100, they have, like, I've seen some people say they have up to, like, seven top 100 prospects. Go trade them all. I don't care. No one else has as many as the Mets do. But be responsible. Don't give a load. Like, last year they gave up 12 players for four free agents that did absolutely nothing for the team. Be more responsible with these players. I don't care about getting rid of them. Be responsible about it.
A question, one more for you, Hoff. So let's say that this goes down the way you would do it. And the Tigers say, not happening. Skubal either stays there, dealt midseason, or dealt somewhere else, right? Where's the pivot? Then what do you do?
Well, I just talked about it. You got Ryan. You got other pitchers that are. You're telling me, like, right now, if those five prospects that you want to give up that you said you start offering to other Major League Baseball teams, you think that 29 or 28 other teams are going to be like, no, we don't want those prospects
I don't
for
think
a top
that at all.
Pitcher. But guys, like, listen, Paul Skenes, I'm sorry, but the Pittsburgh Pirates are listening to that.
I don't think Skenes is getting dealt. Now,
I'm not saying he's not getting dealt. But I'm saying if you go to the Pirates and say, we're going to give you a buttload of prospects.
I think it's boatload.
No, this is a buttload. This is bigger than a buttload. It's a buttload of prospects. You're telling me right now.
that the
Pirates are going to sit there and say, "Nah, we can't go that route because we're going to hold on to him for another year."
Here's what they'd say now, and I know your answer, but they would say, "All right, we'll take that, and we want McClain, and we want the first baseman Clifford, and we want something else." And then
you're going to give him eight players. I don't think that's not reasonable.
I'm going to get rid of Jet Williams. So how tall is Jet? What is he? too.
Jose Altuve. Yeah. I mean, he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Altuve in the history of baseball. Jet Williams going to be number two.
As long as you attach a wire to his chest, yes.
They call Jet Williams the alien. I don't know if you know that, BT, but Jet Williams is referred to as the alien, so what could go wrong?
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I found this one easier than weeks past, but still difficult. I had my top three locked in, and the final two were tough. I had it down to six teams, two spots. You want me to start it off here with my number five?
Yeah, let's go for it. Yeah, all jump right into it. Here we go.
Number five, the Detroit Lions. Mm. I couldn't leave the Lions off, even though they lost to the Eagles. I'm going based off not just what has happened. I think anybody can look at the stats and look at the point differential. It's a factor of everything, what has happened and what I believe will happen moving forward. And push comes to shove. And by the way, that game Sunday night came down to a horrific call anyway. So if the Lions win that game, then I definitively would have had them on my list over the Eagles. Hard to leave the Eagles off. They just continue to win. I know their defense is terrific. I don't have them on. I'm still going with Detroit. I believe that Detroit is going to be better in the long run, in the end of the postseason, than Philadelphia, so therefore Detroit is number five.
They've confounded me a lot this year. I've said that Detroit is not on my list here, and really the basis for that, just quick, on why I don't have Detroit in my top five, is they have lost too many of their measuring stick games. The games that were like, okay, let's tune in, let's see who the Lions are, they've lost too many, so I've got to penalize them for that. All right, Number five for me, let me get this out of the way. This guy's Broncos. Now he's tweeting, my Broncos this, and I love the Denver. Yeah, let me tell you why they're five, though. Now, I don't even think Kansas City's getting into the playoffs here. So how can I elevate a team that I've never had in my top five and throw them into a one spot or a two spot, which I think some people might think would be more commensurate with where they should reside, when I really don't, I haven't quite valued the Chiefs maybe the way others have. So one of the, and I respect Denver. They're obviously good. They're 9-2, man. And the big difference this year is that they're winning the tight ones. Last year, they were 1-6 in one score games. This year, they're 7-2. You know, Bo Nix, I'm not going to the edge of the earth with this guy, but I love their defense. I love their coach. I know he made big throws second half against Kansas City. I respect it. So I'm going to put them on the list, but right now they're five. They got to work their way up from there.
All right, number four for me, and this was a tough one as well. Because it's hard to not... The Eagles were my first team off. I'd just say that. So the Eagles are not on my list. I'm going with the 49ers. They're getting healthy.
Wow.
Purdy back. Yeah, so as I project ahead, I'd rather be ahead of this than reacting to it.
Okay.
I believe... Now, I still have the Rams higher on my list, as I did consistently. I just think that they're a better team. But I think the Niners could be the second best team in the NFL. In the NFC. I don't believe the Eagles. I don't believe in anybody in the North. I certainly don't believe in the Bears or Packers. I believe in the Lions more so than anybody else in the North. But I believe in the Niners more so than them. I believe in the Niners more than the Seahawks. So process of elimination, getting healthy, we're able to sustain it. I love their head coach, love their quarterback. Their weapons are getting healthier as well. They have the pedigree. I think people are going to start to open their eyes up to the Niners. There's a softer schedule the rest of the way. They can be one of the top teams in the NFC. I would, as a long shot right now, you probably have a good long shot with the Niners. I mean, dude, their schedule, they got the Panthers. They just beat up on the Cardinals. They got the Panthers, Browns, Titans at Indy, home versus the Bears, and they close out versus the Seahawks. That is a pretty, now there's a couple of games in there that would be measuring sticks, but that's a pretty soft schedule for the Niners team who's getting healthier. I think they're going to be, when all said and done, one of the best teams in the league. Give me the 49ers, number four.
Okay, interesting way to look at it. I don't have the Niners. I did have them at various points early in the season. I'm going to have to, they got to show me a little bit more, but I hear you. Now this one comes down to, and it's not necessarily a good thing, but how much do you trust Sam Darnold? I mean, every time Sam Darnold, talking about the Lions measuring games, well, Darnold in the playoffs last year was awful. Obviously, did not go this well against the Rams last week with four picks. And listen, the Seattle defense was actually really good most of that game. They only gave up 7 points in the final 45 minutes. So I'm not about to abandon Seattle. They are 7-3. They lost to a team, and I'll get to the Rams later on my list here. I feel like the regular season version of Seattle, I've got a lot more faith in than the postseason version, so I might have to amend this or kind of flip things down the road. But I got Seattle number four. I think the NFC is definitively better than the AFC, so I've got to reward a team that's 7-3 in a good conference.
I have three NFC teams of my five, but the top two are in the AFC. To play furthermore on the Seahawks and the Niners, for the record, the Niners already beat Seattle in Seattle to open the season. They've beaten the Rams in Los Angeles the first time. They split those two games. So, I mean, the Niners have also already beaten some good teams.
Early
on
or
not, I mean, those are some impressive wins there. And as we said, we're getting healthier. So my number three team is the Rams. I think the Rams have been the best team start to finish throughout the NFC this year. I get everybody's going to say the Eagles and look at the Eagles' record. I still feel like something is off with Philadelphia. I know they continue to win. Maybe it's similar to what I thought about the Chiefs last year. I never truly fully believed in them, but yet all they did was win, and that's where we're at with Philadelphia. But as of now, I still think the Rams, you know, coach, quarterback, defense, all of it. I think the Rams are the best team, and just continue to go out there. They beat Seattle, that was a measuring stick game, so it was a tight game, but still coming out on top of Seattle. Had they lost that, be a different story here. Maybe I have to put the Seahawks on my list and knock the Rams down a little bit, which would then probably have the Niners off it. But with their win over Seattle and the way they've played all year long, I think the Rams are the clear number three.
Okay, here's the team that, another team that's giving me some fits here, trying to figure out who they are. I'm going to show a little love to the Bills. As I say this, I feel like it's already too high. But, you know, that was one of the big games, one of the marquee games last week. Tampa, Baker, coach, you know, they know how to win. And Josh Allen was phenomenal. Now, listen, the Bills' defense has not stopped. Their run defense has been a problem all year. But they put up 44 points, and they didn't even have Dalton Kincaid and Keon Coleman. Obviously, that was a big story coming out of Buffalo this week. He was inactive here. You got a couple of the tough ones coming up. You got Houston. You got Pittsburgh. Got to go up to Foxborough to take on the first-place Patriots. So We will have a more, or at least I will, a more definitive feel for the Bills soon. I don't love this. I'm going to put them third, and I'm going to tell you, as I just did, don't love it, but they're three for me.
Yeah, I couldn't put them on there.
Yeah, I get it.
They were, again, I had a box of, as I'm writing these notes down, a box of six teams, and they were one I considered, along with the Ravens. Couldn't put the Ravens on there yet, and even though they beat the Browns, it wasn't impressive, and I can't trust them just yet. I want to believe in the Bills. I want to trust them. And it was an impressive win. I just don't. I wouldn't be surprised if they lost tonight to the Texans. We're going to find out. I'll find out more. Well, we all will. But me personally, my belief in the Bills, if they can win this game on the road against a good defense tonight, I think that that changes maybe the perception, gets them back in it being one of the best teams in the league. Right now, I can't. They're way too inconsistent. Number two, I got to go New England. I flip-flopped this week where last week I had the Pats as number one. This week, I'm going to go New England, number two. And it's, I mean, look, they're both tight, but the Patriots have just been so good all year long. Their quarterback's an MVP candidate. We know about the head coach. We know about the running backs and the defense that they have. So do I trust them to go through the AFC playoffs and get to the Super Bowl? No. But right now, I think New England is the second-best team. They've earned that based on their record, based on their performance, continuing to progress and get better each and every week, led by Drake May.
Okay, I dropped them from my list. They didn't look very good against the Jets. They're off. Yeah, it's crazy, right? I am. And I had them on my list two weeks before you did. So I know that they're good, but they are, and Drake May is going to be a star, and he might already be. Vrabel's really good, but they're a little deficient, and if the Jets had competent quarterback play, they could have lost that game. That was an unimpressive performance. Either way, I've got Philly number two. Now, if Philly didn't have a recent history, Super Bowl champs and a playoff lineage here, I would probably be saying, I can't trust this team.
Yeah.
Questionable coaching, too aggressive in spurts, the offense all disjointed and wacky, some infighting here. They're 8-2. They just beat the Lions. Now, I pointed this out last week, and he had a fumble, forced fumble, his first game, talking about Jalen Phillips, who was a very good a deadline acquisition by Howie Roseman. He had another really good game. So it's a team that knows how to win. The guy that they brought in to add to their talent base has been phenomenal, 2-for-2 so far. You know, I don't think they'll ever win where they're just bludgeoning people and suddenly A.J. Brown smiling and everybody's happy. I don't think that that's going to happen, but until they start losing some more games, I got to show the champ some love. Number two, Philly.
Yeah, totally get it. I understand that. I don't have them on my list, like I said, but if they win this week against Dallas, I'm going to have no choice. I have to put them on there. I just don't believe in them, and I do believe in the Denver Broncos, as you know. My Broncos, we talked about this with Costos. I believed in the Broncos early on. I see them continuing to get better, even with injuries to J.K. Dobbins. Now he's going to be out. They still have plenty of backs that they could go with. They're led by a Super Bowl-winning head coach with a brilliant mind offensively. My only hesitation is Bo Nix, but even he has made big plays in key spots. So no team is perfect. Who's better than Denver definitively in the AFC? I asked you this weeks ago, and even more so now, you can't say it. I was saying Kansas City
when they got healthy. That conversation's done.
Well, I didn't
it's not the Bills, neither, definitively better.
Neither of us had the Chiefs. It doesn't mean that the Chiefs can't win in the playoffs there, but it's going to be on the road.
Mm-hmm.
If they do meet up, it's going to be in Denver, and I'll take my chance with the Broncos. As a matter of fact, I'm going to say it now. What's today's date?
20th.
November 20th. Super Bowl prediction. Broncos, 49ers. Mark that down. That's my gut feel right now. Broncos 49. Yeah, no, I like
that's
that
nice. There you
too.
Go.
But anyway, Denver's defense. Dude, their defense is legit. You saw it swarming the Chiefs all afternoon. That the Colts, do you trust them? Chargers, no. Chiefs, Texans.
Patriots, you can't fully trust them yet.
No, Baltimore, I got you. Buffalo, I think Denver's tougher. And if all roads go through Denver, which they might. There's still work to be done here.
They might be the top seed when it's all said and done.
Yeah, I like my Broncos.
Riding those Denver Broncos. You got to get you a Broncos jersey. Come on, man. Do you have one? You got enough jerseys there?
No, I don't want a Broncos jersey.
You know, Owen? It's not really your team. You're just saying this because you're gloating a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no. I'm rooting for them this year because I believed in them.
I know.
And you
have been on their train for a while. All right. I got the Rams number one.
Mm.
You know, and the Eagles, who are number two for me, they're right there. The Rams for the top seed in the NFC. The Eagles, I think would still have that slightly, but they're both 8-2. Stafford's on pace for 40 touchdowns. I talked about one of the concerns about Seattle, where you know from their point of view, Sam Darnold threw four picks. Well, who forced him into four picks? The Rams did, And, you know, you talk about McVay and they've got Shula, who very well could be the Giants coach. I don't know. But they've got a really good coaching staff and they run the hell out of it. The Rams is so good. I got the Rams number one at 8-2 on the season.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.